Hello. Oh, Please be listened to precious Holy Buddha Dharma within the motivation called the Bodhicitta or the altruistic intention in order to attain supreme, complete, and perfect enlightenment for the purpose of all dear Mother Sentient Beings as well as spirits. What we call the year, it's spoiled by the month, and the month spoiled by the days. Therefore, the Indian scholar, the Bodhisattva Shantideva, said that all the day and night passed on goes on as our lifespan goes on. It means that the time never stops, it goes on and on. When it was beginning the year 2009, what we call the January 2009, February, and then March, April, May, it goes on, goes on. The whole, what we call the year, and however, the year is very long, and it's spoiled by those months. And month is as not long as the year. 1 month is a one part, small parts or partial of the year, as you know very well. For example, January is the one part of the year, and also the February and so on is the one part of the year. So those part of the year break the year, and when we concern about the month, maybe there are 28 days or 30 days, 31 days in the calendar. So week after week, it breaks the month, and once the month finished, or it exhausted, it's spoiled by those days or weeks, and weeks spoiled by the days, and the day spoiled by the day and night. Therefore, Shantideva says that that's the what we call and what we calculate the year, month, and when we reflect upon us, and we celebrate our birthday. So when the 1 year, we celebrate the birthday of 1 year, when the second year, we celebrate the birthday of second year, and so on. Our life never stops. It goes and goes. That's the example of what we call the subject of impermanence. Subject of impermanence, we Buddhists also know that, and also the other scientist and the master of history, they also know this subject about the impermanence. But what the differentiate with the Buddhists and the non-Buddhists, they always calculate the impermanence to the material object, and then they don't concern about their death. That's different between us and them. So we are more smart than we thought, perhaps, and perhaps they thought that they are more smart and intelligent than the us or the Buddhist people. Therefore, other one scholar, Master Kung Thampa, said that Roda Wadila Dinanji Lechaji Sausu Sujin Lasang Minshuji Jinyamba Didamji Ruwe Pungriins. The Kung Thampa Master said that when we're thinking to do the Dharma or to practice the Dharma, there's one great obstacles. That obstacles is that our conception or the thought of impermanent. We thought that we will never die. And through this conception or idea, we plan and project for the next year, for the up to a few years, and even we plan for the next month, next week, next day, what we'll do. That means that we never concern about the subject of impermanence, as according as the chapter of the Buddhist or the what the Buddhist master advised to us. Therefore, it's like a rosary, recounting the rosary one after another, one after another, to like that we make the project after a week, after a month, after a year, only if we project and plan only in this life, then it's a contradictory, what we call the practice of the Buddha Dharma. Therefore, in order to practice the Dharma, one, we have to concern about the subject of impermanence, and we have to cease or reduce for the purpose or the activities in this life. It's clear that we have seen many years, 2008, 2007, we celebrate many New Year, perhaps, at 2008, where we are, 2007, when we were, and we're concerned about that, we celebrate in the past many years, and this year, what we call the 2009, and the next year, the 2010. So, however, these are the subjects of the what we call the impermanence. So when we concern about the ourselves' death, and the great master said the death is certain, therefore we have to prepare after what we're doing after our death. There's one example called the Kuntamba master. Also is a very scholar, and then he gives the one example. That the there are two mouths. One mouse is a black color, and other mouse is a red color. The mouse they are very busy mouse, very smart mouse. So very nice feather they have to hair. They have very nice hair. So those two mouths. And in the other place, there is one heap of the grass, many pieces of the dry grass, and they want to make some place to stay. And those two mouths are busy, and then they pick the grass from that heap. Grass, and then they pick one after another. The black mouse run to there and bring the one grass, and then other one, the white mouse, bring the one, and then they turn away, and once time that the pile of grass, the heap of grass, exhausted, finished. And this the one example what he has given, that in our daily life, the day very light, and then in the night, there's no sun, dark, day and night. In our life, we have many spent already, day, night, daytime, we are active in this life activity, and then night time, we are also sleeping. Perhaps if you don't practice the meditation, then it also the night also spoil our time. So that's the example, the how our day and night pass away. And one day the death will come to us, or we will be die. Therefore, in short, the Master said that therefore we should not delay or procrastination to practice the Buddha Dharma. We have to urge to practice the Buddha Dharma before the death comes. In the Jamdo Dinshupa, Jamdo Dinshupale, Sanje Chöda Jindunde, Tharpa Dhyoba Namjijab, it says that Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, Buddha, teaching, and the community, those are the refuge who seeks or who desire the liberations. This one verses. Therefore, the Guru Tsongkhapa said that what will happen after the death? Do we disapprove after the death? Do we lose after the death? And great scholar Tsongkhapa said that no, we will reborn again. We after this body, when we the death comes, intermediate state, and then we will reborn in the two realms, whether in the lower realms or in the higher realms. There are two realms where we will born. So we cannot choose where we want to be born to. If we want to, if we have the choice, then we will choose the good realms too. We don't choose the bad realms. Therefore, we have no choice. It depends on positive karma or the negative karma, or the positive actions and the negative actions. Therefore, if we have done a lot of negative actions, then we have to concern and contemplate that, I was born in the lower realms because I have done negative actions. And if we have done a lot of positive actions, very pure positive actions, good karma, accumulated more merits, then we will born in the fortune realms or higher rebirth. Therefore, where we born, it depends on our actions or the karma or our causes. Therefore, it gives the example or the example that the person who don't walk to a person who come from the Asian country to here, right? The United States. The person who don't do the work, who don't earn the money, and then perhaps they will go to holiday and visit their country to such like India, China, Vietnam, Korea. When they go that country, so when they go to travel to that country, and a person who has earned much of money, they travel to that country with a very pride, with a very enjoyed, with a lot of the United States currency in their credit card, and they were traveling to the other country with a very happy to maybe perhaps in the Dharamshala, maybe Bodh Gaya, maybe to the Varanasi, very happily they have enough money to spend and enjoy there too. So the person who don't earn money, who don't do much work in this country, without the lacking of the money, then when they're traveling from this country to the other, to their country, and how they're traveling? They're traveling with a difficulty because they don't have much of money too. Therefore, these two people, different types of people, have a different situation too when they're traveling to the other world or the country. So like these examples, the person who earned much positive karma action, person who didn't earn the much positive karma and actions, the both person, they have the different choice. So it depends on their karmic actions. It said that it depends on their karmic actions. Therefore, the Guru Tsongkhapa refers to, when he talking about the subject of the impermanence, he said that the death is certain, the time of death is uncertain. When the death comes, what can support us? What can help us? When the death comes, nothing can support us. Only depends on our positive karma or the negative karma. If we collected the more negative actions, then it supports us. Therefore, the next, nobody want to go to the lower realms. Nobody want to experience the suffering of the hell beings. Nobody experience that. Want to experience the suffering of the hell beings. Nobody want to experience the suffering of the animal beings. If we concern and contemplate ourselves too, of course, if a person pull us to a bad place, the place very much suffering, then we don't wish to go there too. Even he or she pulls to there, we reject to go to the where the place is much suffering too. Therefore, as we are the human beings and the Buddhist person, we have to understand next rebirth, the lower realms or the higher realms. We have to try to release or not try to not reborn in those lower realms. And when we're thinking about this, then it says that the person who seeks the liberations, person who seeks the liberation, who wants the liberations, what are those refuge? Those refuge are the Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha are the refuge. Person who seeks the liberations, person who want to free from the lower realms, suffering of the lower realms. And this is the one beginning chapter of the Buddhist also, it might be. It says that whether you are Buddhist or non-Buddhist, what can distinguish? Am I Buddhist or am I not Buddhist? And those masters, I don't know well about this, but those masters said and quoted these verses, person who seeks the liberations, taking refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha. So therefore, a person who has a real thought of the pure thought or motivation of taking refuge, and that person is the Buddhist person. So in America, who is the American? The inspector, the police, if they come, who is the American person? The American person who are the citizen who has the passport of the United States, American. Then you have already known that once happened in the Israel or some other country, there are many suffering and problems and in war. And when they come back to United States, and then they let them to go first, who are the American citizens too. So like that, I give the example too. I give the example, like that example, person who has a real motivation of the taking refuge, and that person, what we call he or she, is a Buddhist. Whether he or she is a black hair, whether he or she is the silver hair, or whether he and she is the golden hair, green hair, whatever hair and color, no matter, some person who has a real motivation of the taking refuge, and that person, what we call he or she, is a Buddhist. If he or she practiced the bodhicitta, and if he or she generated the motivation called the bodhicitta or altruistic intentions, then he or she became the bodhisattva too. So therefore, the Buddhist and non-Buddhist, it's distinguished by the taking refuge. Therefore, we have to understand how we can enjoy too. If we can free from those lower well-being through the practice of the Buddha Dharma, then which we should be enjoy very much too. For example, if there is one person in the jail or the prison, and he or she is suffering very much in the prison, he don't want to stay in the prison too. And if he knows that there is a way to free from this jail or prison, then he or she becomes very happy too. And in the other hand, the person outside of the jail, like us too, person who are outside of the jail of the United States or jail of the other country, then we don't wish to aspire or we don't wish to go into the jail too. We never want to feel the suffering in the jail too. Somebody might tell that who comes just out from the jail, he or she will tell us that, oh, how is a tremendous suffering in the jail too. Oh, ugly cloth, very smelly cloth, bad cloth. And then in the jail, there's a very bad partners too, and attacking each other. That's the suffering in the jail too. And then he might see that I've experienced that I don't want to experience again in the jail. And who person who are outside in the jail, we might thought that, oh, I should not be go in the jail. And therefore, he or she never break the law of the government too. So like that, when we concern about the next rebirth, and those masters advise us, explain us, we are ignorant upon those subjects too. And those masters advise us, the samsari realms, the lower realms, the hell beings, what they experience, where they live, how they spend their life. And then that's clear to your mind that even when we see the painting of the hell realms, we don't wish to see again too. And then hell beings and the animal beings, we don't want to see, and we don't want to reborn in that the realm of samsari lower realms. This is the one, what we call someone who seek the liberation, someone who want to take in the refuge, and then they have to fear and frighten on the lower realms. And then from that, they will see that, is there any protector who can protect from that lower realms? And he and she might understand that those Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, those are the protector to us from the lower realms. Then when we convince, we have the taking refuge too. The taking refuge, the meaning, it is a two part. One part, someone who is a new Buddhist, and then he or she has to frighten on the lower realms, experience of the lower realms, frighten on that realm, and then the other convince on the refuge or the object of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, he should be convinced and confident they are the real protector. So this is what we call the subject of the taking refuge. In this, we have to understand, therefore, the great scholar, Tsongkhapa is a great scholar. He has written the 18 volumes of the commentary of the Buddha Dharma. And if we compare to him, we are just a child too. So he has written the commentary. One of them is the path to the enlightenment, the treatise on the great treatise on the stage to the path to enlightenment. That's one commentary, what he has written. Therefore, he called the the scholar of the Snowland, the discipliner of the Snowland, the master of the Snowland or the Tibet, and if you are Buddhist, we all want to free from the suffering, we want to attain the enlightenment. He said that shine nendo meje ding meje de ji jo bunjo sum de de ji jam lu shin gu tem ba do de yi lap sha nyam ba me ba sha de when the death comes, if we don't have the confidence where we born, whether we be born in the lower realms, whether we be born in the higher realms, we don't have confidence. We don't know where we will born. So if we were born in the winter, born in the lower realms, then we have to take the refuge. We have to understand those Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and we have to take refuge upon them. After that, what they advise to us, we have to follow those advices and methods in order to free from the lower realms. So what's the Buddha, what's the Dharma? The Buddha, when it translates into the Tibetan, to at the Tibetan beginning, we Tibetan, the Tibetan also not an intelligent person, so they translate from Sanskrit to Tibetan. So the Buddha translates into the Sangye, and the Sang means awaken from the sleeping of ignorance, to awaken from the sleeping of ignorance, and Ye means the increase the knowledge towards the object. So that's the Buddha, who is an enlightened being. So that's the one object of taking refuge. And other words, what we call the Dharma, when it translates into Tibetan, the translator, they translate it into the Dharma, into the Chö. And Chö, there are different meaning when we describe about the Chö. Last occasion, I already described about the Dharma or the Chö, what means. And here, when we're talking about the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, or the triple gems, the three jewels, and in this what is the real jewel of Dharma? What is the real jewel of Dharma? And that's the path of seeing, what we call, and the path of the seeing, and then two cessations which free from the suffering. To that, what we call the Dharma. This little bit deeper, when I consent, this one of what we describe about the Dharma is a little bit deeper than the when we describe the other topic about the Dharma. So when we, in general, in Tibetan, when we say the Chö, Dharma, and then other people, and then I may have thought that too. Oh, that's a Dharma. It's in the bookshelf. So the Dharma is in the bookshelf. And that's the Dharma we thought too, and we just respect and bow down to that. That's true. Oh, that's the Dharma. When we don't understand, true. And when we listen the Dharma from our master, then they describe about the different way. Okay, that's the Dharma, but the actual Dharma is the path of seeing, true. And then they describe about the five paths. The path of accumulation, the path of preparation, the path of seeing, the path of meditation, and path of normal learning. True, then we enjoy. True, like your last destinations. True, when you crossing, when we traveling from here to the universal stadium. True, and then we taking the jeep or Mercedes or Lexus or whatever car, Toyota, true. And then we will cross from here to another, true. Here, the Long Beach, and then next, the another county or the place, and another. And then last destination, when we arrive the gate of the Disneyland or the gate of the Universal State, and then we become very happy, true. So, Like that example, so the last is the last destination, what we call the normal more learning to. So the here what we call the path of seeing too, and that's the what we call the actual dharma. We have to actualize that path of seeing through our practice. Therefore, the masters advise us we should not delay to practice the dharma. We should not prostrating the to practice the dharma when we listen we listen the dharma, and after is another dharma what we call the two cessations too, which free from the suffering too. The free from the suffering, there's one what you call the two cessations too. That's one dharma. We have to experience that. And the sangha, when we are at the general, when we are very young Buddhist, when we are very young Buddhist, when we are at the beginner Buddhist people, and then when we see some person who wearing a robe too, and then we might thought that, oh, that's the sangha too. And after here, what's the sangha? Then the master describes about there's two type of sangha too. One what we call the community, and other who realize the shunyata or the emptiness. That's a sangha too. So if you want to be a sangha, then we have to practice upon the subject of the emptiness shunyata too. Emptiness shunyata, very profound subject. We have to understand through the reason, and through reason we will understand that what we call the contemplating. And when we realize it direct without the reason, then what we call the we become the person what we call the sangha. And the other called the four monks, or the one group of the monks. At least it should be four, then it recognize that, oh, that's the sangha, sangha community. So these are what we call the Buddha, Dharma, and the sangha. We have to understand, we have to take in refuge, and after we have to attain our goal. In this, there... it gives the example too. So, the Buddha, enlightened being, Sangye too, enlightened being, who purified all ignorance, a specific ignorance upon the emptiness too, and conjoined with the practice of the Bodhicitta, and the Buddha became an enlightened being. Understand everything, and he became a very valued person. And the sangha, what he the dharma, what he actualized, and sangha he realized emptiness too. So, the other hand, what we call the sentient beings, where we stay in the unenlightened existence to such an ordinary person, me too. So ordinary person like me, I want to take refuge. So I want to take refuge to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. So I have to think too, who is the Buddha? The Buddha who preach me the Dharma, who guide me the Dharma, who teach me the Dharma too. And the Dharma, actually Dharma teaching he gives us, and then the Sangha or the other monks or the friend, the spiritual friend, they help me to progress my practice of the Dharma too, and they really help me to free from the support, to free from those lower realms too. So these are the meaning too. I cannot explain very well too. When it comes to meaning too, it's really difficult to explain you to me too, and in the example it's a little bit more easy too. In the example it's a little bit more easy. It said that the if there is a one doctor called the the Dr. Jeffrey. And Dr. Jeffrey, he has many medicine too. Many medicine, the chemical medicines, the tablets and liquids. His many medicine, his the medical staff too. And there also there might be nurses and then other assistant of the dead doctor too. So the person called the one person might be sick or illness too, suffering by some illness. And that person, who is a patient, illness person, and he wants to see the doctor too, because the reason he wants to free from his illness too. Then doctor gives him the medicine too, the tablet, liquid, or the injection. No injection, okay. Doctor will give the medicine to him, and he is a really illness person, someone carrying him, and then he don't know very well about how to taking those medicines. And then the other nurses, their support and help to give the medicine at the daytime, night time, at the correct time, to in order to recover his illness or her illness too, his illness or her illness. So that illness person depends on the doctor, that illness person depends on the medicine capsule, that illness person depends on the nurse in order to free from his illness too. So that's like that example. We also, such a person like me, ordinary person, if I want to free from those lower realms, then I have to depend upon the Buddha, and depends upon the Dharma, and depends upon the Sangha in order to free from the lower realms, in order not to experience such a tremendous suffering in the lower realms. I depends on them. So there also the if we go to the example of the Asian medicine, then what we call the Ayurvedic medicine too. Then there will be one doctor, might be Dr. Deepak Chopra, or maybe Tibetan doctors, Dr. Namgyal, the doctor, and they give you a very, at the beginning it seems very funny to the tablet, the Ayurvedic medicines or the pills. They will give you these meals, the pills. The pills might be very bitter, a very funny taste, the person who wants you free from the illness or disease, and then they're taking those Ayurvedic pills, and the person who support and help him or her to give the proper way or proper time, and he release or free from his illness or her illness too. And he doing the exercise, he went to the park, he enjoy, he do his job again. So like that example, we have to understand those subject, what we call the taking refuge to differentiate the Buddhist or the non-Buddhist. Therefore, as I mentioned, that great scholar Tsongkhapa said and advised to us, he advised to us, if you don't have the confidence where you're born next rebirth, then go to sit and taking refuge and be free from those lower realms from his compassionate thought. Sure. The masters, they are master. They give us example to, like this modern society, it's a time of the everybody business time, thinking constant about the time of business, selling things. So they search the method to sell the things to. And then it's very hard to believe and trust. Sometimes everywhere, wherever we go, there are sales too. And it's very difficult to trust. Sometimes wherever we go, there's a sales. If you go to JCPenney, there's a sales. If you go to the other, the messy, there's a sales. If you go to the Walmart and there's a the selling things, and then it marked with a sales too. Everywhere sales, and then small shops also too. Small shop also, and then they also make a sales. And some sales is a really unbelievable sales too. $99, $100, and then $25 for sales. And then the big business too, and then camera and so on, the $200, and then sells $50. And then they pull the customer to buy it. Then customer enjoy to buy it, and then taking it. That's their method to how to do the business too. So if I am a big businessman, then I will be a salesman too. Then if I sell the shoes, then I would say it's a $50, and then it sell the $20 or $10. That's the method. So therefore, the Dharma Master advised us free from those lower realms. The other example, those master gives us the one example that someone who has done a very criminal, and then that criminal persons, they make a time to go to the put into the jail, or they will tell the time, and during this time, before he enter the jail, he never sleep very happily too. Even he sleeps, he might be a dying dream of the dream and wake up, and then he might thought that how I will free from that jail. And even the partners invite him to some party, and they offer him a delicious food, and then delicious dreams, very nice drinks and foods, and then he don't want to eat with a very happily, because he concerned about how to free from that jail. So as he concerned about that, then he will went to the judge to how I can be free from, release from that the jail, how I can, I don't want to go in the jail. Please tell me if there is another punishment, I have to pay money, I will pay money. If I have to do another things, I will do another things to do free from that jail. However, he said that he don't want to go in the jail. And then he find the method, and he free from the jail. He don't go to the jail too. He just pays some money or the currency, he free from the jail. So like that example, when we concerned about our future rebirth, then we should be very smart too. Whether I am a Monica, whether I am the George, whoever I am, whether I'm Tenzin, or whether I'm Taishi, or whether I'm Lobsang, or whether I'm whoever I am too. So in order to not reborn in the next lower realms, in this life, we have to concern about it. In this life, we have to taking refuge, and we have to follow those what the Buddha and sage advice to us. And after that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa mentioned that and then he said that be contemplate often the negative karma and the positive karma. We contemplate upon those two types of karmic actions, and abandon those negative actions, and practice, cultivate those positive actions. It depends the next good rebirth and bad rebirths world's reboot depends on the negative actions and the karmic actions. Those also depends upon the motivations. And he said that a yogi practice like that, in this way, and you practitioner practice in this way. Therefore, it's really that the Buddha said that the negative karmic actions give the suffering, the positive karmic actions give the happiness, good realms. In this way, we have to collect the more positive. In this way, we have to abandon those negative actions because we don't want to be suffering in the future. True. In this, the great scholar Tsongkhapa introduced us what are those dharma of the initial level person. Initial level person or the beginning level person or who has the capacity of that. Therefore, we have to contemplate again and again about those 10 virtuous actions, 10 non-virtuous actions. We should not thought that, I have listened that many times, it's enough to me. So we have listened many times and we have to contemplate on and we have to try to practice those, cultivate those positive actions. The Indian Acharya Nagarjuna said that Indian Master Nagarjuna said that in your daily life, you should be contemplate upon the hot realm and cold realms, cold hells, hot hells and cold hells. He advised such a wonderful advice. He emphasized that in your daily life, in your day-to-day life, you have to contemplate the hot realm and then cold realms. And he has given such advice. And if you're thinking about that, then we have to contemplate how many we have to thinking about that, how many we contemplate upon the hot realm, how many days we have to contemplate upon that. Then we understand we are really the Dharma practitioner or not. If you don't thinking about that, then we are not frightened from that. So then we are not Dharma practitioner. And other hand, when the masters gives the definition of the Dharma practitioner, it says that Sedila Chana Chobamin, someone who attached on this life, in this life, only on this life. And then that's not the Dharma practitioner. So we have to contemplate upon us. Am I a Dharma practitioner or not? We enter the temple again and again. And for example, me, I also enter the Buddhist temple too. So I have to contemplate whether I am the practitioner or not. And you have to contemplate whether you are the practitioner or not. Whether you are thinking the next rebirth or not. How you're thinking about that too. If you think more about this life, then we have to learn to contemplate to the next rebirth. It's not so far. It's said that sometimes we've thought that the next rebirth is very, very long distance, and we will die slowly and slowly. Sometimes we might thought that conceptions too. And then we're thinking about the subject of the impermanence. It says the death is uncertain too. The death is uncertain, that's true. Some old people, they burn the young people. Some old person, they carry the date of the small boy or baby or the girl or the baby. That's advise us, that's as example that the death is uncertain. So we don't know. We don't know when the death comes in the accidentally in this the modern society. There are many external obstacles to us to die. And then after death, the intermediate state, and we reborn. So in this way, we have to contemplate again and again upon the negative actions and the positive actions. How much as we can, we have to do it and practice the contemplate those positive actions. Last time I mentioned about those the favorable conditions, how to listen the Dharma. So, there are six favorable conditions how to listen the Dharma. One is that the recognitions the listener as an illness person. So, that's the number one. Recognition of the illness person, and the and then the second is that the recognition of the who taught the Dharma as doctor, and recognition of the person who the recognition of the Dharma itself, teaching itself, is a medicine, and the recognition of the practice it again and again as the curing from his or her illness. And the fifth recognitions or the thinking is that the Tathagatas or the Buddhas are the valued beings, and the recognition six is that the may the Dharma remain very long time. Here it says the recognitions the person who taught the Dharma is like the doctor, and for example, some persons who suffer by the three types of sufferings, in Tibetan we call here, as the great scholar Tsongkhapa has written, Lung Ti La Sobe Nesap Chenpo, and Lung Tiba and the Bacon, these three types of the illness or the disease. And in India they call the three types of illness what they call the Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. And English I cannot understand very well, but one illness or suffer by the cold temperature, and although the hot temperature, although the unbalance of the wind elements too. So they suffer by these three types of illness too. Then they don't want to the person, if I suffer by those types of suffering, then I don't want to feel that suffering again and again. Then I will go to see the doctor too. So when I recognize that I'm illness person, I want to free from that illness, then I will go to consult the doctor. So when I meet the doctor, whether he's a Dr. Deepak Chopra, whether he's a Dr. Jaffrey, whether he's a Dr. Namgyal, when I arrive at the door of the doctor, I may thought that, oh, how happy I am here, registration number 6, true. Okay, register number 6. Okay, then there in this modern society, there are the number too. Then number 6 appears in some electric screen too. Number 6, then I stand up and then go there, or maybe some person carry me through. Oh, I'm in this person. Some person who has a compassionate upon me too. And then if some person who don't have compassion upon me, then they don't care, bro. And then someone who has a compassionate thought to me, then that become the assistant of the supporter, and he carry me to the doctor and show me, and perhaps I'm very illness and sickness, and I don't understand well about my illness and disease, and my person might say that, oh, he's a real illness. He don't know. He feels such a bad disease, and he don't remember well. He don't eating well. He don't sleeping at the proper time. Maybe he wake up in the midnight and do something. Maybe he drink. He don't drink. He don't eat. And then he, you know, the other my friend explained to the doctor, to, and doctor analyzed open me, and doctor watched me, doctor analyzed, and then he sent to check the urine and check the blood and so on. So then doctor, after finally, doctor, when the doctor diagnosis opened me, to doctor diagnosis opened me, and then he gives the medicine to me. That's the he gives the medicine to me. After that, I have to take those medicines, and if I take those medicines properly, then I can release from my illness or the, my disease. So that's the second example that we have to search the Dharma speaker or Dharma talker to receive the knowledge of the Dharma, to show the path. To here in one textbook called the collection of the knowledge, here it says this. And when we become an illness person, then we cool down our pride and arrogance, and then we have to search the physician or the doctor. Like that example, when we are in the samsara, we are in the samsaric existence or the cyclic existence, we experience the different types of the delusions or the afflictions. Sometimes we contaminated our mind with mind or consciousness with attachment, and in the other hand, hostility and ignorance. So, however, these three root poisons suffer us. So, we want to separate them. We want to cleanse those three types of delusions or the afflictions. To, in order to free them, we don't understand such a person like me. I don't understand how I have to free from the attachment. I don't know, maybe attachment, I might thought that it's my quality, too, it's my knowledge, too. And when the hatred comes, I might thought that it's my knowledge, too, because of my wrong conception, too. And the ignorance, I will do it, too. Sleeping, relaxed, ignorance. I don't know, those are the real, the root of poisonous. And in order to understand those are the real poisonous, in order to understand they are the antidote of the attachment, in order to understand they are the antidote of the hatred, in order to understand they are antidote of the fundamental ignorance. So, in order to understand those, who will understand? The doctor will understand, right? The example, the doctor will understand. But we don't understand. In this general samsaric lifetime, if we don't learn about the chemistry, then we don't about how much portion in that which makes sleepy, which makes awaken, we don't know. True. So who knows that the doctor knows the benefits of the mask, the pills or the medicines? True, the doctor knows the benefits of the pills. Or those medicines, Dr. Deepak Chopra, like those medicines. So, Ayurvedic medicines, he enjoyed to collect the many herbs. And the other, the modern doctor, Dr. Jabri, he liked to enjoy the more chemical. So, and then he expressed us, if you're taking this medicine, you will release very quickly. You will release from your illness in the 1 week, or the 3 weeks, you will release from your illness. So, and then as he benefits that to the illness person, and illness person inspired, sure, and he taking the proper way, and he can free from his disease. Therefore, it says the be relying on consult to the doctor, be relying on some person who speak the Dharma. Sure. If the Dharma speaker speaks the incorrect way, then you don't follow that way. This comes, it's a little bit related with guru devotion, but I don't understand how to explain about that guru devotion. So it comes the latter chapter, but it's a little bit similar with the guru devotion. Here it says the yeva meva devesha nityam vacha, and depends the guru, and depends relying on the masters. And then what he gives the advice, that's the medicines. And therefore, the illness person, who is a really illness person, true? Who is a really illness person who really want to free from his disease, then he cherish very much to his medicine, true. And this the third, true. The Dharma as a medicine. Dharma as a medicine. Today, thank you so much for all of you to come here to listen to the Dharma in this very, very, very your busy time too. The year ending, when year ends, we have more and more to complete our vows too. When year starting, we have more and more project too. So in this when the year ending, and then I just give you the pick up this the how the year ends, and then the example of how it spoils, how it extinguish, like that our life goes on to, and for me also I became older and older too. I became older and older, and then became maybe a pride of the sinner. When we are baby, we think that I am baby. Then when we have become a little bit sinner, then although I am sinner. So however, and then excuse me, and then that I explain only one how to, what is the favorable condition to listen to the Dharma. I explain the one edition, the recognition of the Dharma listener as the illness person, and then plus one, and then Dharma speaker as a doctor, and then after we will go, okay, and then what we call the next year we will see it. Then we really dedicate whatever you have done in this year to dedicate. It's like deposit the water, drop of water in the oceans, as you remember, you heard from your master, whatever you have collected in the spiritual practice in this year, and what you, as you listen here, and dedicate those in order to remain the Dharma very long, and those spiritual master remain very long, and their activities should be very successful, active Dharma deeds and activities for those sentient beings. And all the sentient beings never suffer by those different types of suffering, starvation, and so on. Donna, Magyansin Jin Tamji, Timni Ji Jibali Juji, Nudongomba Zoba Sangyabe Juji. In short, all the sentient beings free from two types of the obscurations, and may they attain the enlightenment very shortly. So, could you please the Geshe-la's the gentleman is a pleasure game where Wunja does a gentleman in Jambo, Jimberum John, you was a gentleman, then you did the visit, as you use the room, the damage, and I'm going to do you let on the end and begging, then you should on the band, the Bobo Jimbo's of what is a joy and the Wunja game. The voice you want to visit, you know, I'm John Gavin, the gentleman who do give you a do you. In Okay, Javadi Nududa, okay, the dedications.
Thank you.
Don't do the prostration, okay, for the next year.